join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Hollywood Connections Special. I'm just introducing Lisa V. She is Miss Latina International Reporter with her special. Take it away, Lisa V.
Thank you, Dawn. Good evening, everybody. Hello, Facebook. Hello, Instagram. I would like to thank you for listening to 106.1 The Heat. And you have an amazing show that I feel is going to change you guys' life. It's called Getting Ripped with Lisa V. As you can see, those who are watching, we have some ripped individuals in here. We have some amazing guests, and I am so, so glad that they are here and took time out of their busy, busy schedules to come and help out with the show. We're going to open up right now with a prayer. Joseph is going to be kind enough to pray for us because we always, without God, we have nothing. So take it away, Joseph.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, whether visible or invisible. And we honor him supremely above all things and all people. And we pray that he would be glorified today. You'd bless Lisa and lead our words to be honoring in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. I have a caller on the phone. What this show is about, it's talking about, you know, your lifestyle. Those of you who want to get into fitness, who might want to be a professional bodybuilder, who might want to be a personal trainer, well, this is going to be the show for you. We have amazing products that we're going to talk about, but better yet, we have somebody on the phone. Rick, are you there?
I'm here, Lisa. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for taking out time from your busy schedule, considering you're going to be on a stage, and I've already called it in the name of Jesus. You're going to win. It's going to be great. So
amen.
I want to thank you once again for coming on, and I would love for you to tell us about yourself and the amazing story that you have, considering what happened to you years back. And please share your story with us and tell us everything about you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me, and you know, a blessing. There's so many things in my life right now happening. You know, it talks in the Bible about petition dreams. You know, and that's a dream so big that, you know, if God blesses you and favors you for that to happen in your life, people, you know, there's just absolutely no way that it could happen unless, you know, there was some type of higher power, which of course is Jesus Christ, our Savior, involved. To other people, they might look at it like, wow, that's luck or whatever, but, you know, people know how I am, and just the doors that are open right now in my life, and just the people that have been God's folding in has just been incredible. So, you know, I used to think years ago that, you know, it was so far out there for my dreams to come true, but, you know, it just looks like, you know, now, you know, I have to pinch myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, has, you know, God been molding me all these years and putting me through all this craziness, it seems, that I've gone through to develop and to be groomed to now, because it's his perfect timing. I might have wanted it years back, but, you know, it's his perfect timing, not mine. But, you know, just a quick summary of who I am. You know, my name's Rick Fitzgerald. I was born in Washington, D.C., I was there till I was 3 years old. I never knew my real dad. My mom met my stepdad. He adopted me and gave me his last name. My birth name is Richard James Tondreau, French. I never knew my real dad. But my mom raised me till I was three. She met my dad. He adopted me and gave me the last name Fitzgerald. And so years ahead, you know, here we are. We moved to Florida, and that's where I was originally from. And so anyways, I started bodybuilding. I always liked fitness and got into fitness and you know what that's all about. He was a very disciplined man. It made me disciplined in the way that I do things and regimented. He was in the military. I never was in the military, but just watching him, it made me, like I said, very disciplined, and regimented. I got into bodybuilding, started competing, fast forward. Traveled around the world, doing some things. I live in Japan and Spain, and just my, you know, perceptions are reality. So I've just been blessed to be able to go all around the world and live in different places and experience different cultures, and it's just been an amazing ride. So everything's going good. I'm bodybuilding. Everything's all good. And 4 years ago, I was going to turn pro in the men's. I'm 53 in the men's Masters 40 and over. And 2 weeks from the Nationals, it was raining outside, and I tripped and fell and broke both of my hips.
Wow.
They said I would never compete again. They said I would walk with a limp. They said that was probably it for me. My left, so imagine, you know, going through that and all these years of training, you're finally going to reach your goal, and, you know, and everything's going good, and you trip and you fall, and it just seems like everything was taken out from underneath me, especially them giving me the diagnosis that they did. My left leg was so mangled, they said I'd probably walk with a limp and possibly a cane. My left leg got infected. They had to take the prosthesis out, and for 90 days I was in a wheelchair. So it was pretty bad. It wasn't looking good. So, you know, they were really tender with me, Lisa, when they were rehabbing me, and I just felt that kind of wasn't the way to go. I've always been driven and always been, you know, 100 miles an hour in first gear. So I said, listen, they wanted to be ginger. They wanted to move my legs with their hands and don't do this and don't do that. So to me, logically, to get blood flow to my leg was the number one thing for me. So listen, I said, hey, my doctor was Dr. Stolarski in Sarasota, world-renowned, great guy, but he was just so ginger with me. Great guy, on fire for God, prayed with me before went into surgery, but he said, you know, it's not looking good, Rick. You know, like I said, this is probably the end of your career, and it wasn't looking good. So I actually rehabbed myself, Lisa. I had my friends take me to the gym. The theory behind it was I wanted to get as much blood as I could to my hips, because that's where all the medicinal qualities are and healing properties in your blood. So my friends would help me on the treadmill, lift my legs up on the treadmill, and I actually started at 0.5 on the treadmill and learned how to walk again myself with my friends, praying all the time. You know, it's not who you are, it's who you are. And the whole time, they're telling me, don't do that, you're crazy, there's no way, you shouldn't be doing that, you got to get off the treadmill, you shouldn't be walking and all this kind of stuff, you shouldn't be squatting, you shouldn't be doing deadlifts. And, you know, I just felt in my heart that I wasn't listening. They didn't make me.
Right.
God made me.
Right.
You know, God made me. They're practicing medicine. And this isn't, you know, to go out there and go against your doctor or whatever, but just in this instance, I felt like the way they were planning it out was just a little bit to reserve for me, and I just got in there and did it anyways. I rehabbed my legs, and this past October I went in my first bodybuilding show since then, just because they said I couldn't. I came in third. I wasn't used to coming in third. I was used to winning and coming in second. Everybody
reality happens every now and again, Rick.
right. Everybody knows how I am. I'm loud about God. I'm loud, and no one's perfect.
Right.
You know. If anything, we all have marble wings, you know what I mean? There was only one perfection, and that walked the earth 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So,
amen.
You know, I got in, I did it. I went in the show. I wasn't used to coming in third. I came in third. I reevaluated and just put my nose to the grinder, and in 2 weeks, just trained my legs real heavy, and in 2 weeks I'm going in the Kentucky Open, which is in Lexington, Kentucky on the 24th, and I'm going to go in the Masters 50 and over, and I'm hoping, I'm praying to win and praying to do it, you know, to do what I wanted to do when I was in my 40s. But, you know, the story is, if I would have never broken my hips, Lisa, I've spoke in high schools, I spoke to churches, I spoke on the radio, I spoke for the Future Business Leaders of America, 1,500 middle school, high school kids on inner strength. I never would have done that if
Right. It's your story that brings people. And because you had, you know, this situation where God shows, like, I'm here. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what doctors say. And sometimes you have to go against the norm. But I've got three other guests here. I would love for you to stay on the line, and hopefully we can get back to you. But if you could please give us any of your information, because I know obviously you're into training people. If you could give us your Facebook page, any Instagram, so everybody can start following you, that would be great. And then we'll get to the next guest here. But I promise you, you'll be back on the show again. And I am so, so blessed that, you know, everybody on Facebook, you know, I'm amazed at the friendships that I've built with people that I don't even physically know, but it's just it's a spiritual and it's a godly connection. Yeah. So please give us your Instagram and all your Facebook information, and like I said, we're going to be praying for you, and it's already yours. It's going to be yours, so you know it. So pray it and thank God for it already. That's what I do.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you so much, and God bless you too. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, and please, like I said, give your Facebook and Instagram information now so people can start following you and watch your amazing story.
Okay, it's nothing special. You know, go on Facebook. It's Rick Fitzgerald, and when you pull up my site, it'll say Believe in Yourself, and then on Instagram, it's also Rick Fitzgerald or Rick the Brick, either way. But yeah, go on there, follow me. It's open, it's public. I'll accept you. Anything I can do, anything I can help with, private message me, whatever. If I can help, I can. And I just, like I said, thank you so much for having me on the show, and love you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you. And God bless you, and love you too. And we're going to, I'm going to go to the right of me. I'm going to the right of me, and I'm going to introduce Corey, the far right. Yeah, we're going to get Amanda on here. See her leg on Instagram. Yeah, that's all you can see on Amanda. But please, Corey. Yeah, well, and see, that's the whole point why she's here, but that's the female I needed. But Corey, take it away, please.
How you guys doing? Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. My name's Corey Weber, actor out of Hollywood, and I live here in Clearwater. Friends with Joseph. He's the one that actually got me on the show here, and just super excited about that. A little bit about my background. Born in Florida, grew up in New York, been in LA for about 7 years, and just doing the acting thing. I was had the honor of being on SEAL Team, show on CBS.
I said, I'm starstruck. You have to understand, I'm a little starstruck here.
It was a true honor. I just figured I'd talk about that right away, get that off the bat. I was played Captain Washington for SEAL Team. It was a man down, and the whole team was coming to get me. And, you know, when I was picked to be on there, it was just a true honor because of the military. And I love the military, and obviously love God. And when they asked me to be on that, they were like, there's not much dialogue, and there's, you know, some stunts and stuff like that. I was like, to play a dead soldier behind enemy lines and for people to come get me, it was like, sign me up. I'll do it all day, you know, to give back to the military. And just to be that, you know, to play that role was amazing. Like, it may be one of the best roles I've ever played, you know, or to date, or to in the future. But, so I don't know, just been a Christian my whole life, pretty much. Born and raised a Christian, and, you know, family values and stuff like that, and sort of bring that into my acting career, and just always try to follow the moral compass, and, you know, always do the right thing.
You just said it, the moral compass. Yeah. A lot of people will jeopardize their morals to get in a movie, to do things that, you know, I'm sorry, it's all over there. But like I said, that's why God brought all of us together here.
Yeah, so it's a blessing to be here. And I just figured I would, you know, save some stuff for questions and answers and leave some more airtime for everybody. I just want to thank my girlfriend, Amanda Ambergy, for being here. She took the ride with me, and she's like my training partner and keeps me on track physically and stuff like that.
And you can't see her, but she's drop-dead gorgeous. So she's doing that. Come on, get over here. Come on. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Pull him over, like I said.
Right there.
I am so blessed to have amazing guests for the first show. And if it wasn't for Joseph over here, I would not know Corey. And between Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, we're definitely going to be connecting everybody here.
Absolutely.
Corey and I found out, I'm in construction. He's in construction. Once again, it's God's will. It's
absolutely
God who puts everybody in your path. Yeah. Sometimes you don't understand why, but I'm going to...
Can I just take 2 seconds real
please,
quick?
Please, yes.
I just want to say to the airwaves out there that...
we got two cameras, Instagram.
Joseph, who's been on the show a couple times, he's a man that I respect. And just the way he lives his life, the way he talks about his wife, the way he treats his kids, he's a guy that I look up to. I consider him a mentor in my life. I mean, literally.
Mine now.
And he's an amazing person. So follow him and his career, because I know he's got big things coming. And so just want to say thanks for plugging me here and getting me on the show. Thanks, my man.
From the moment I saw you.
Come on, man. Here we go. Go ahead. Do the accent.
They couldn't rip us apart, right?
In that moment. No. We were in a studio at Raleigh Studios in Hollywood.
It was a connection, though.
It was.
It was a divine appointment, for sure.
Divine appointments are what
we're
about.
They were like, oh, we're ready. We're like, no, we're talking. Yeah. We got to think we're doing here.
Hey,
we got, something's going
on. Hey, Nathan Fillion, shut up. We're busy.
Yeah.
So,
but that's how it went down, though.
Yeah.
For real.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yes. And anyway, and Joseph, are you going to tell any more about what's going on with you and what's happening?
I would love for Amanda to wave to her students.
Please, yes, Amanda, let's give a shout out to the students, and I will tag you in it. Come on, Amanda. YouTube, you got 5,000 people on my page. I know that for a fact. So, or 4,999. There's one more spot. Hurry up, get in.
Hey, students up there, you have an amazing teacher. Okay?
I have amazing students. It's crazy being a teacher. And
what do you teach?
I teach high school science at Eastlake High School.
Oh, I was not good in science. I need to get with you. We need to kibitz.
They're a blessing in every single way. You know, sometimes you think that you're there for them, but at the end of the day, you realize that they're there for you as
well. Right. You're definitely there because you love the children, because we know financially that's not the best, situation, but you do it from your heart. And I had a teacher that changed my life totally and said, you're a writer. And if you don't know that, you need to really learn it, because you sometimes you don't get your calling, and you're obviously, a teacher. So, but like I said, if you want to call into the show, we've got about 8 minutes, 727-441-3000. Once again, if it's toll free, 866-826-1340. And I have a gentleman right here who, another divine connection through Facebook. Please take it away, Iron Man.
Hey, how y'all doing?
He's a small guy.
Yeah, he's a small guy. Like, literally, you can't, like, look. I mean, it's like this. Look, this. Okay, so go ahead.
How you doing? My name is Stephen Fluker. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I grew up, born and raised in Memphis. I went to Lane College. I started playing arena football in 2007. I went to Amarillo, Texas to play with the Amarillo Venom. Then I left there and played in Fayetteville, North Carolina with the K4 Heroes. Now I'm here in Tampa Bay, Florida. I've been here for about like a week. I teach at Ballast Point Elementary School as well. And I'm hoping to be playing with the Tampa Bay Tornadoes this upcoming spring. So be on the lookout for me.
Oh, you will be. And what do you teach?
I work with the autistic special ed kids.
Oh, guess this is more. I just got spirited. You just feel that hit you? Because it hit me. It's crazy. I have that's part of my as a 2020 international reporter beauty queen. I'm doing for autism. One of my friends, Denise, her nephew. He is autistic, and I've watched how people just automatically define somebody. No, he's an amazing Mitchie. I know you're watching, Mitchie, because you're on Facebook, and he's amazing, and he's got his own place, and it's something that it should not be. They should not be prejudiced. People should not judge them because of something. I was told I had ADD and ADHD. No, I just have God and spirit rolling all through me, and that's just the way it's going to be. But tell us a little bit about how this is a lifestyle for you, that this is not just some fad, and how did you decide that, hey, football is my thing, not baseball, not soccer, not track, but what made you decide football?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank God first for putting me the opportunity to be able to do this, but everybody know me, I'm a basketball player, I love basketball, but when I started playing football, I just love the contact of the game. I love to hit people, and I love to be
hey, you can legally hit people.
Yeah, and so basically I just grew up, and just my mom was a very inspiration in my life. My dad was as well. My mom pretty much raised me as a single parent, and like she pushed me to go out and do everything that I wanted to do and never let nobody stop me from doing it. And on the course of my journey, I met some amazing people, and like for one, I met Lisa V.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, I'm blushing. That is so sweet. I'm like, oh my gosh.
She has done so much for me, but like this is my lifestyle now. I eat, sleep, and sweat football. I'm in the gym 3 to 4 times a week. I eat healthy. I don't use no drugs. I don't drink. I don't do anything but just work out and football and take care of my family, my wife and my daughters and my kids, and I just want to just do what God want me to do, and that's it.
Next time, please bring the family. You see, yeah. we'll get them all over here. It'll be great. So once again, if anybody wants to call in, I can see everybody's watching. Denise, Larry, Mary, Michael, call 727-441-3000. Now, Joseph, you were only there for a second. So what's going on with you? I know that there's things that are going to be upcoming with you and your career and working out with the family. And your son is amazing, by the way. That his story of putting on, 50 pounds of muscle in a year? Like, it's please share that. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to say what's coming up for me is I'm going to go to Bucks Stadium as soon as Steven gets drafted.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
There you go. Yes, we got you, Steven.
Enjoy what he loves to do, and that is to hit –
yes.
The Cowboys hit hit everybody he can.
Yes.
You gotta get on
hit a dolphin. Hit a dolphin. I'm just kidding.
Every time he makes a good hit, we're gonna all cheer.
Yes. Yes.
Great story. Great inspiration. Both of my sons want to play football. One's starting for the first time tomorrow.
Oh yay!
At the high school.
Wow. We gotta go.
I'll be going live on the sidelines. Oh, crazy Lisa V, curly-haired Christian lady. Here I come.
I have three sons, two daughters. The boys. They've put on so much mass in the last year. The other son, he put on so much size out in Venice, in Muscle Beach. But more than that, they respect, love their mother because they respect and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's the most I could ask for in life. Because we're only here a short time.
Exactly.
These bodies,
yep.
They waste. But the inner man is being built up day by day. So if I have anything to say to the audience, it's get into the Bible. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. If you don't, you'll be on the sidelines. Get
literally
in the game. Because you'll be deceived if you don't get in the Word of God by somebody sometime. And you'll waste years of your life. Amen. Don't do it.
Yes, I've done that. My story, I have a book that I'm writing right now, but my family pretty much raised us. I love my family. I love my grandparents, but we were very misguided. I actually lived in Casadega, Florida. I was working with psychics. I was doing things that I thought was good. My book will tell you why. And when I say literally the last day I was there, I literally was starting to turn in. My friends were like, you're turning into like a witch. I didn't know. I mean, we were raised. Everybody had charts, you know, done. And my grandfather would say, you cannot leave at 1 o'clock. It's a Mercury hour. And I mean, literally, it is not ready. Horoscopes, Ouija boards. That is all to disguise and trick you into believing it's the good light. Okay, nothing that can be told. Things that I saw, things that I experienced, you have no idea. But when I say for 4 hours, my family, my mother, who is probably not watching because she's not on Facebook all the time, but Michael, my son, I know you probably are. Literally, my mom was at the sink and she turned because my chest was moving for 4 hours like this. And I thought I was having a heart attack, but you don't have a heart attack for 4 hours. When I finally prayed to God and said, God, I just bought a brand new bed. I just brought a brand new Nespresso maker. I will leave everything. I left everything down to my computer. I threw it in the trash. I said, if you get me out of here, something, this is not right. My whole family, my sons, my relatives were like, is Lisa okay? Is she? My mom literally turned to my stepdad and said, oh my God, I think Lisa's dying. And then I'm trying to text her in between going, hey, if you get a phone call from somebody who's not my voice, it's I'm in the hospital. So when I say to you, whoever is listening, horoscopes, it's not fun. It's really not something to play with, especially Ouija boards. Please do not even touch them. I have stories that are going to be in the book that will literally make you cringe. But we are down to 1 minute, and I want to give the final minute out to Pete Chapman. And it's the fitness room, but his product is called the Vitality Blaster. This amazing product, he will be on the next show. He has to go out of town to London, so he was unable to last minute to be on the show. But when I say to you, this product is amazing. We also have it for kids because most of the ADD and ADHD is nutrition. When you send your child with Kool-Aid and a Pop-Tart, that is not going to help them learn. So anybody out there, please reach out to me. We will definitely get you everything you need. But This is, we only have a half an hour. We'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody here. Please, final shout outs. Like, God is great. And all I can say is I thank you for taking your time on Monday.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And once again, give all the glory to God. Lisa V.
Read the Bible.
Yes, signing out. Get ripped with Lisa V. Everybody have a great night.
So,
there we go.